To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. We have been running through some Falcons phone calls, great calls from everybody, and we'll do the same at 1:40. We'll also take AMA calls if you want to call in and ask any question coming out of the weekend as well. We also have a giveaway. We're going to be giving away tickets to the 15th anniversary Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach.
Hell yeah.
And if you think this isn't a star-studded event, then you are incorrect. 160 bands, including Guns N' Roses.
Oh!
Which, I mean, come on. Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, Bring Me the Horizon, and My Chemical Romance, plus 155 more.
Nice.
But we're going to give away four-day passes.
Oh, damn.
Just listen close.
Okay.
Listen close. Andy and Randy are going to be paying you back just for listening to the show.
That sounds like
just for being a part of it.
That sounds like a big time move right there.
Yeah, like if you're into that, like that sounds like about the best festival you could go to. Bo was telling us he went to it like 5 years ago and it was awesome.
Nice.
A fantastic time. I would definitely be waiting by the phone. That's a pretty good, that's a pretty expensive ticket. Now, we did the camping on the infield at Daytona Motor Speedway and everything. Mm-hmm. So in the VIP, whatever, because there's a VIP area too that I'm sure you can
upgrade to. I remember when you did that. That's awesome.
Awesome freaking trip.
All right. Well, cool.
Be
paying close attention.
Sounds like
we'll
that's
that
a lovely, lovely time. But we got, because I know we'll do more of college football as far as ins and outs, because there's a lot of new hires too. As far as, you know, guys being promoted and all those different things. But my favorite hire so far during this cycle is what James Franklin did at Virginia Tech.
Mm.
Yes. So you bring him back. Bring back the coach who fired.
Yeah. I mean,
to be the defensive coordinator.
Not even back. He couldn't have left.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, he's like,
it's only been a couple weeks.
His house, he probably like, hey, babe, take the sign up, baby.
No,
we're not going nowhere.
No one's ever more excited than somebody that doesn't have to move.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God, yes.
He's like, because first of all, I mean, he probably likes it there. You know, he took the job, didn't have great success, but wanted to, all that.
Right.
It's not like he's going to be making nothing to be the coordinator. Was he the defensive coordinator now, right?
Yeah.
So he gets to stay and still make a ton of money, and he doesn't have to move across the country somewhere?
Yeah, dog.
Win-win.
I like Blacksburg.
Yeah.
Let's live here.
Who doesn't?
James Franklin. I've never been to Blacksburg, so I don't know what to think of Blacksburg.
I don't either. I've never been, but all I know is everybody that goes there has been there that I've met loves it.
Okay.
Will just absolutely, like, go to bat for it.
Okay.
But that's what college football is. People love their programs.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
No one's more passionate about anything than they are about their college football program being disrespected.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people felt like happened over the last couple of days, which we'll get to in 15 minutes.
Disrespected?
Yeah. You leave my team out? I paid good money to get this diploma.
I mean, you think
these guys are pretty good at football.
You think about all this money.
They should get in the playoffs.
All this money and numbers people are throwing out about, like, because Notre Dame isn't in, and then they got a provision in. So if the provision that's in the whatever, the bylaws or whatever, if next year was this year, then they'd be in.
Yeah, right. Or if they expand to 14 or something like that. Okay, my thing when people throw around that conversation of like, oh, they lost this amount of money and stuff like that, it's like, all right, so like, what's your argument? That ESPN should have done it because they would have made more money? What? Like, are you going to get a slice of it? Like, if Notre Dame gets in, do you get a check?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. Nobody said that about Notre Dame when they took that $20 million last year and kept it for themselves.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I heard the quote from their athletic director on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today. He said they're tired of being singled out. You're an independent.
You're an independent team.
You literally are singling yourself out by being independent. By the nature of being an independent, you have singled yourself out. And you benefit from it a lot.
Yes.
most years by the schedule and the playoff, and last year you got in and all that, every year by the money, and this year a bitch in the ass.
Yep.
Tough break. It's the game you
got,
play.
You got that 20 last year.
Yeah, no. It's
but the, I want to hear about that because
no,
my
it's
team,
the game you play.
My team won 27 games in a row and lost one game.
One game.
One game.
One
and
game.
Doctors.
Because and the one game was the conference championship, by the way.
And I asked God knocked all the way
Georgia
out.
Georgia goes from 1-6.
I didn't want to hear nothing.
And was the best team in the country,
yes,
by the way.
And got beat.
Yeah. Had Georgia gotten into a 12-team field, would have won the national championship that year. Or gotten into the field of four, which they should have still gotten into the field of four, probably over Texas that year, and would have beat Michigan in the first round. And then my nightmare scenario would have come through, and we would have played Washington and Georgia in the national championship.
But it was
that wouldn't have been fun at all.
But no, I'm like, it is what it is. You're out of it. You're going to be depressed and sad all you damn want to. Miami beat you head-to-head. I would have felt a certain type of way because of how the committee was filling you up, man. They were up under your sweater on
sure.
top.
Right.
You know, just massaging you and all that and getting you all hot and bothered. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they threw a bowl of cold water on your ass.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. Yep,
they left you hanging.
Yep.
But again, and this is the other part of it that I always sort of smile at a little bit is like the people that are applying this like this high-minded logic to it.
Oh, my God.
And the word precedent.
Precedent.
It's a legal term. Right? This is not the Supreme Court. Laws are not to be made based on the decisions of those 12 people in Grapevine, Texas. They can do whatever they want.
And they're about to drive me freaking crazy.
There's no precedent. They can do what they want this week and then next week change their mind based on whatever list of things that they decide to change their mind on. Like, and maybe they're doing a disservice to it by having the thing every Tuesday and explaining it, maybe. But also they're not in terms of the attention and conversation and controversy and content and everything that they want.
No.
Like, this is, again, I don't know that they've designed it like this on purpose because I think it would be almost impossible to do it this well with how much ineptitude we know is involved in college football and the people that are in charge of a lot of this stuff. But it's perfect. Like, it's a perfect system for getting people mad.
Yes.
Which is the number one, like, emotion that is trafficked in college football.
Oh, no doubt about rage.
The passion for your fan base pales in comparison to the rage you have for the teams that you root
rage.
Against. And you can't think of a better system to get people mad than this, can
no,
you?
No, I can't think of anything.
You tell them every Tuesday what you're going to do, and then the next week you do something different just to blank with them?
Yes.
And then you tell Notre Dame they're in the whole time, and then right at the end you flip it and put the other team in instead? Like, I honestly can't think of something like of a situation because there's nothing like this in sports. Every other sport we cover, you get into the playoffs based on math.
That's
record,
it.
Right? What's well, your record at the end of the season? There might be a tiebreaker if it's in like the division or something like that. For the most part, it's just who wins the most games. Not in this one.
Nobody.
Style it's points. About, yeah. You do it on the road.
What is it? Schedule, strength of record, and all that other
game control.
Oh, we're going to make some adjustments to our tiebreaker situation now. Just like,
you know how broken it is? And I won't even let me correct that. It's not broken because we love it. We're talking about it. They're probably going to crown the best team in the country the national champion at the end of the year. They did last year. Ohio State was the best team in the country and they won the national championship last year. Probably will happen the same thing this year. But you know how wrong they've gotten it is we've done it for 2 years and there's been two different formats and we'll do it again next year and it'll be a different format.
Yep.
They're going to change it again. Like that's proof that they got it wrong. They keep trying to fix it. It's like the NFL with the catch rule. Every year they have to undo something that they got wrong before and then they get it wrong twice in the other direction. Then they have to fix those mistakes going forward. Like, allowing the people that broke it to try to fix it is a bad mistake.
Yeah, because it's going to keep
kind of like the Falcons.
Hey,
anyway,
I was waiting for that.
Let's
That's
get to the big story
pretty good.
Of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Branch trying to find some space and scores. The Dogs deliver the dagger.
I love the celebration they did, the Ronaldo, because everybody does it with them.
It's very cool.
Which is freaking awesome. What a freaking play call by Bo right there, because I saw the sign at the game day thing, like, Bobo loves screens. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does, because they would do that. Because you give that guy right there any opportunity you can to get the ball in Zachariah Branch's hands, you do.
I think that was the best perimeter blocking performance that I've seen from Georgia since 2023.
Let me tell you something about them. And I love Coach Hartley. I think Coach Hartley is the best tight end coach in America. The way Lawson Lucky and Oscar Delp get after people blocking. And what they do such a good job of is, Bunk, is that they allow them to be athletic when they're blocking. It's not one of them, okay, I got a man-to-man base blocker. That's not what they do. But being able to have them move a little bit.
Yeah, you get out in the open space.
They just do such a great job. That's definitely by coaching, because he's a hell of a damn tight end coach.
16 Humphreys, right?
Yes.
I didn't realize. I'm looking at the box score right now. He didn't have a catch. But go back and look at a couple of those touchdowns.
Watch him.
He is so active blocking out there on the perimeter.
The unselfishness. I know I might not catch it. Damn. What was Noah Thomas? Noah Thomas didn't even get a target.
Neither one of them had a catch.
Had a target.
That's crazy.
But they go out there and they block their ass off and do whatever the team needs you to do. And that's what I love about this football team. And I'm talking about defensively, these guys fly around. What did Kirby say? He said they were all freshmen. Now they're sophomores. Talking about in the season.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
You learn how to play college football, man. And they're doing such a great job. That interception was so great because they confused them. And then obviously Everett gets the interception.
Yeah, that's a hard catch though because it got tipped.
Yeah,
right
it got
before
tipped.
It got
he was
there,
able to get it. But I just thought Georgia, you know, they did just enough offense. You were good offensively. You could have been more explosive, but you didn't have to be. You didn't really have to take risks.
Yeah,
because you know the block kick, bam, you got everything going right then and there. And then again, like some of the throws, like they went for it backed up like on the 15-yard line. And that throw, like, why would you make him throw that far on an out route? Just, you know, figure something a little out. And Georgia's able to stop it. And then you got the touchdown, the dagger.
Yeah.
And, you know, Georgia kicked their ass.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Because I just think that's what Georgia is right now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, I think they're ass kickers. I think they're going to do that to people. I think Ole Miss and Tulane, whoever comes out of that one, is going to get a dose. And I just think, like, I remember back – I'm not going to go so far as to say that they're them. But I just remember back in 2019 when LSU was kind of running through everybody. They did it all year.
Yes.
By the time we got to the SEC championship game, I remember a lot of Georgia fans were like, man, that was embarrassing. I was like, yeah, sure.
But they beat
I was like, just wait. Because I think they're about to do that to the teams in the playoff, too, and they did.
They just
– and in hindsight, it was like, all right, that was just a special team. It feels like the direction that Georgia's
heading.
They're
doing well, man. That's getting some more explosive plays. But I think as long as this defense is playing the way they're playing.
Exactly.
That's the key.
The offense saved their ass the whole first half of the season.
Yes,
the comeback against Tennessee, all the points they kept putting up against Ole Miss, like just impressive. Like, you guys can grow while we
figure out
for you.
Yeah, we got you.
But like you said, they're sophomores now. And Zachary, I mean, you got guys out there like Corey Thomas playing great. C.J. Allen, who was not even supposed to be playing the last couple of weeks, played incredible.
Yes, he did.
Chris Cole's come a long way.
Yes,
Raylan Wilson, like all these guys.
I like that guy.
I don't know.
I like that guy.
I wouldn't want to play him.
We got tickets!
Hey, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. You're going to win a pair of 4-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach. Daytona International Speedway. Now, we're going to be giving away these passes all week long. So if you don't win today, you can still have 4 chances to win. But caller number 6 right now. We'll come back, get back into everything else that happened in college football, the full 12-team bracket, some of the hirings and firings as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.